Track 11. From a rare meadow flower to a flourishing community project, our writer and Norfolk Wildlife Trust Ambassador Nick Aitchison reflects on how local action and lasting legacies are helping Norfolk's wildlife return.
It's quite likely, unless like me you spend your weekends crawling through meadows on green knees, that you have never heard of sulphur clover. I wouldn't hold it against you if you hadn't. Sulphur clover is an all-too-scarce representative of a meadow flora on boulder clay in southern East Anglia, which has largely been eradicated. Sulphur clover had nearly gone from Norfolk until Helen Bashkovska of Norfolk Wildlife Trust and several of her colleagues at NWT and Norfolk Farming and Wildlife Advisory Group made it their mission to save it. Working with landowners, communities and authorities, they have helped recreate biodiverse meadows across South Norfolk, importing the seeds of native flowers in hay meticulously harvested from nearby remnants of a habitat all but lost. Spiny rest harrow, Dyer's greenweed, fragrant agrimony, sulphur clover and other declining plants of clay-rich ancient meadows have all been helped to recolonise the south of Norfolk in this way. Not only have these plants reclaimed small parts of a landscape where they thrived for centuries, just as importantly, they have been reclaimed as local heritage by people who, with Helen's guidance, have become champions for these and other species in decline. This summer, it was my privilege to visit Jubilee Meadow at Stoke Holy Cross as a guest of Meadow Project stalwarts Pauline and Dave Jones and Liz and Ray Dagg. This pocket handkerchief of land squeezed between a housing estate and a playing field is wonderful, wriggling, pulsing and buzzing with life. It is a living example of what a committed community, backed by sound advice from conservationists and an enlightened parish council, can achieve for nature. Among drifts of pinkish Yorkshire fog, there were the blooms of musk mallow, hop trefoil, hedge bedstraw, hairy St. John's wort, and of course sulphur clover, all brought as seed from local sites to ensure the genetic appropriateness of the plants for local soils. Here were bee orchids on a sandy bank. Here, a willow wigwam, woven to give exploring children a place to hide. Here were the chirps of field and meadow grasshoppers and the fizz of Russell's bush crickets. Here were upturned dustbin lids filled with flints, offering water to the bees, the hedgehogs and the dunnocks that have made the Jubilee Meadow home. This is the best of conservation. A community, a parish council and an NGO working in concert to bring nature back. But I was on my knees this summer among the sulphur clover to hear a different story. For Dave and Pauline, Liz and Ray are doubly conservation heroes. In addition to all they do for nature in their community, they have left legacies in their will to Norfolk Wildlife Trust. Norfolk Wildlife Trust has given us so much, says Pauline as we stand beneath a little owl box that Ray has built. I want them to be able to preserve new places. Leaving a legacy is an obvious thing to do for us, Dave adds. I've never met anyone at NWT who doesn't have this massive enthusiasm for nature. NWT's support has been fundamental to the Jubilee Meadow project, Dave believes. What NWT does beyond reserves is just fantastic. These projects are so important because they're locally based. They involve the community, he says. Legacies support these projects, plus the work that NWT does with every generation. Their involvement with schools, the materials they produce, the garden projects. It's just amazing. For Liz, who has volunteered with the NWT engagement team for nearly 15 years, the Trust's work with young people is of huge importance. You sow a seed, she says, and hope young people grow up to love nature like I do. Liz is up at dawn most days, taking photographs of Norfolk's wildlife, many of which are used in our publications. She deeply feels for wildlife in the county. We have to make a place for nature to call home, she says, and corridors for wild creatures to get around. If we don't do something now and leave places like the meadow to people who know what to do, what will happen to my great-granddaughter and her generation? I'm Norfolk born and bred. Leaving a legacy to Norfolk Wildlife Trust feels natural. Liz and Ray and Dave and Pauline are not alone. All over Norfolk and beyond, people have left legacies in their will to NWT. People who love Norfolk's wildlife. People who want a greener future for young people in the county. People who know that every penny of their legacies will be spent for nature. In the century of our existence, most of the bravest and most powerful things that we have done for nature have been funded through the generosity of our supporters. Our original land purchases at Clay Marshes, Hickling Broad, Thetford Heath, Wheating Heath and many others of our great reserves were funded by subscriptions and donations. Much more recently, the purchase of our first reserve at Grimston Warren was funded by the late Muriel Hallett in memory of her husband Tony. Likewise, much of the construction of the Simon Aspin Hall Wildlife Education Centre at Clay was funded by Simon's family in his memory. And just last year, the legacies of Graham Churchyard and Adrian Gunson, with support from Adrian's wife Tricia, contributed hugely to our expansion of Foxley Wood. Whatever Norfolk Wildlife Trust has achieved in 100 years is remarkable, but we have never been alone. All along we have counted on the generosity, the voluntary hours, the support and friendship of countless lovers of nature in the county. Without you, we would be nothing. Today, more than ever before, we count on the generous legacies of Ray and Liz, of Dave and Pauline, and many others like them, for the delivery of our vision of a wilder Norfolk. I left Stoke Holy Cross this summer, inspired by a creamy flower in the grass. A flower that's reappearing across the ancient landscape of the Claylands, assisted by Norfolk Wildlife Trust, by local people, and by our countless conservation allies, and funded by people who love Norfolk's wildlife, just like you.